بسم الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحلوا شعائر الله. In the previous ayat we read where Allah tabaraka ta'ala had warned us that we must not break the laws of Allah tabaraka ta'ala as far as when a person is in ihram is concerned, that is a muhrim. And that in the case of being in the state of ihram, to hunt animals on the land, that is not permissible. And to hunt animals which are in the precincts of the haram, that also is not permissible. Those laws must be upheld. So in the state of ihram, that those laws of Allah tabaraka ta'ala must be upheld properly. Now in this ayat, there are various categories of other signs of Allah ta'ala, which Allah refers to, that as Muslims we must uphold them and we must not break those laws. The first one of them is لا تحلوا شعائر الله. Do not make halal, that is, do not break the shi'ar of Allah ta'ala. Shi'ar means signposts, things which distinguish and make clear that what is what is particular about a certain thing. The shi'ar of Islam is like, for example, Hajj and Umrah. They are the shi'ar of Islam. The Kaaba Sharif is the shi'ar of Islam. In the same way, Muzdalifah, Arafat, Mina, all these are the shi'ar of Islam. So respect and honor all these places. They are great, great places and they must be respected. Similar also, the shi'ar of Islam are the masajid. So respect and honor the masajid also. The adhan is also a great shi'ar of Islam. And unfortunately, many of us, we don't respect the adhan. While adhan is carrying on, we will be talking, etc. That also must be respected. All whatever else is regarded as the particular signs of Islam. That, for example, our masajid, in our hearts it should be that all the masajid must be respected. Where the masajid are being desecrated, it should hurt our feelings. Where masajid are being demolished, like in India, etc., which should hurt our feelings very greatly, because all of these are the shi'ar of Islam. It must not happen that we don't have any feeling left, any for all the great harm that is happening. It must be affecting us. So that is the command of Allah tabaraka ta'ala in the first place. That all what the signs of Islam, the adhan, the topi, the Islamic libas, Islamic the attire, etc. All these things are to be respected, not to show any disrespect to any of this. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala in detail in this ayat, in various other commands also, Allah ta'ala calls upon us that we must respect and uphold all the clear signs of Islam, and we must not desecrate them in any way whatsoever. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we uphold the signs of Islam, that our hearts' du'as are be that wherever and anywhere in the world, Islam and the signs of Islam must be upheld. Nobody must desecrate them, whether it's our masajid. Azans must not be stopped. Azans must carry on. We must not become the means of stopping the azan. And anyone who wants to stop the azan, we must be very concerned about it. All the signs of Islam which there are, they must be very dear and close to our hearts. And it must be our desire all the time that they live forever. They have long life forever and ever. All the signs of Islam are maintained. For example, Eidgah, Eid Namaz, etc. All these things are the signs of Islam and they must be maintained. So Allah Ta'ala calls upon the Muslims in the first place then the first thing of all the things which Allah Ta'ala wants us to honor after the particular law of the mahrim, the person who is in ihram, and he should not hunt animals, etc., and he should not hunt the animals in the precincts of the haram. Like that, all the shi'ar of Allah Ta'ala must also be respected and honored. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.